front of us the whole time. Okay, we're going to speak to Toby Shapshak. He is the editor-in-chief of Stuff Studio about what happened last night over Facebook site, including obviously Instagram and WhatsApp in just a second. People are sending us what happened to them on the WhatsApp line. Some of your stories are V hilarious.
Editor, actually, let me get
Finally,
extremely cool what he does.
We thought load shedding was bad from
ESCOM. Yes.
Mark Zuckerberg's implementing load shedding now, too.
Fair, okay.
We were all checking our Wi-Fi and then asking each other, is yours also off? Is yours, which network are you on? Is it only MTN? Is it only Vodacom? Until my father, who is 74, came and told us, do you guys know that WhatsApp and Facebook are all down?
Wow. How the turntables, the humiliation.
In Johannesburg on the N12 westbound, after Reading Interchange, a stationary vehicle is blocking the emergency lane. On the N1 northbound after Bayesh Nodia Drive, there's a stationary truck. The emergency lane is obstructed. Still in Johannesburg on the N1 southbound after William Nicol Drive, there's a stationary vehicle. The emergency lane is blocked. Over in KwaZulu-Natal on the N3 eastbound after Hilton Avenue, a stationary vehicle is blocking two of the lanes. And finally, on the N3 westbound after Chatterton Road, there's a stationary vehicle. The left lane is blocked, so do approach with caution. And if you have anything on your side to report, please reach out to us on WhatsApp at 082-550-5151. For 5FM Traffic, I'm Marley van Eeden.
All right, let's speak to an expert on what happened last night, because so many questions and obviously so much misinformation being spread around what happened at the Zuckerberg Business Park that I imagine is the headquarters of WhatsApp, Facebook and Instagram. We got an expert on the line who we're very excited to welcome and very, very delighted that he got up so early for us. Toby Shapshak is the editor-in-chief at Stuff Studio. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, Dan. I'm up early every morning. I have a four-year-old.
Okay.
I just don't like mornings.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for being awake to chat to us. I'm sure it was a very busy night for you last night because you really are a go-to person to talk to on all of these kinds of matters. What happened that we know of? I know Facebook is being super elusive, saying it was some kind of like software update that affected all three platforms, but the whole world was down for 6 hours. What went down?
Well, firstly, I love that caller who said her grandfather told her.
Yeah.
It actually happened in my life during the period where I'm with my son. My wife and I are very strict about being with him, not being on our phones, not being like distracted parents.
So
the only reason I knew it was happening is because my phone started ringing from TV stations and radio stations saying, you know, do you know about this? So I had the same kind of experience. And what it just shows us, firstly, let's just look at the context of this, Dan, is that we are totally reliant on this one company. The whole world is. Facebook has over 2 billion daily active users.
Wow.
WhatsApp has over 1.5 billion users. Instagram, 1 billion. Messenger, 1 billion. So we're talking 3 billion. None of those are the same people, right? So we're talking 3 billion people out of 7 billion on the planet use communication from one company. And if they go down for 6 hours, so... It you know, if it's just people who are unable to send funny cat videos, or, you know, I hear the latest thing is TikTok videos of people cleaning their pools. The more revolting, the better.
Yeah.
I just spent a small fortune on never having to do that again. So,
for sure.
If only I knew, I could have reclaimed, you know, the sunk cost, as it were. But what also is important is that a lot of people run their business through Facebook or through WhatsApp or through Instagram. You know, my wife buys a lot of clothing through Instagram. It's become like a kind of fashion portal, if you want. And people are very clever at the way they do it. There's a woman called Pippa who's exceptional in South Africa using Instagram to sell stuff to people. It's really wonderful. Now, that's 6 hours of business for 3 billion people. All those people who don't have a website, I can't tell you, Dan, I'm sure you get it as well. I get press releases from people. They don't have a website. They've got an Instagram link,
100%.
Or they've got a Facebook page. And in a way, I kind of think that's the evolution of the way of the world. If your customers are only on Instagram or Facebook, well, then, you know, that's when you speak to them. For 6 hours, people can't. Now, that's in the billions of dollars of lost revenue for all of these companies. of course, for Facebook and itself. But it's kind of in the middle of what we could only describe as a bit of a perfect storm, Dan. I mean, the Sunday night, this whistleblower, Frances Huguen, I think that's how you pronounce his surname, she blew Facebook out of the water. The Wall Street Journal's been running with a series of exposés for the last month. She's taken all of these tens of thousands of documents and given them to the Wall Street Journal and to the SEC, the Securities Exchange. I mean, I think they are the people you should really be worried about in this context, and to U.S. lawmakers. And basically, Facebook's internal research knew that for years that there were problems. The most damaging, of course, is for teenage girls and their mental health and their body image, and that Instagram just made it worse. And this is Facebook's internal research. At the same time, this research is being done. The head of Instagram and Mark Zuckerberg are out in public going, everything's fine, nothing to watch here, you know.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's super, super complicated. And I mean, as you said, perfect storm and wild timing. I kind of wish that congressional investigation and querying had happened before this, because as you said, like, it's incredibly scary to be so dependent on one company. And a lot of people have been talking about the fact that we're moving into an era where companies are more powerful than countries, and you have to really worry about that, because individuals like Mark Zuckerberg have just got too much power over the rest of us.
Exactly.
And also in terms of business, think of all the people who've made their personal businesses being influencers and content creators on these platforms, and we've got this enormous dependency on them now, and it was offline for 6 hours because one company fumbled the bag. There's been a lot of misinformation about why it happened. But do you think that, like, we need to, as normal people in the world, be figuring out different ways to be able to use social media and use, I guess, apps online that make us less dependent on one enormous company?
Yes, but I mean, and I'll get to the technical reason it went down in a moment, but this research that Frances Huguen's brought out is that basically Facebook knew all along that if it changed its algorithms for safety as opposed to growth, it wouldn't have grown as fast. And they chose growth. They chose wealth. They chose to make revenue from us. Remember, always remember, us users are not the customer. The real customer is the advertising
network.
And there's you know, if you think there's skullduggery and state capture and corruption in the ANC, the advertising networks are even worse.
For sure.
And what it means is that Facebook will always, as this whistleblower has revealed, with documents, with internal communication, that Facebook will always choose its own growth, its own revenue over the safety of its users. And that's what happened with this January 6th riot, for instance.
This
whistleblower was the head of the Civic Misinformation Team, and they disbanded it immediately after the 2020elections that Donald Trump won. And they just left the back door open for these right-wing nutters to organize an insurrection in the American Capitol.
Toby, I just have to stop you there because this is a fascinating conversation and we're going to continue it. Just got to play a record quickly, but Toby Shapshak is on the line. He is the editor-in-chief of Stub Studio, laying out some fascinating information that you really need to hear and know and understand about the way that these enormously powerful companies influence us and have power over our lives and our work, as we saw last night when one company seemingly made some kind of mistake or whatever else is going to happen. Stay tuned to hear the rest of this conversation. And if you want to get the link to the full interview, just text us and we'll text it to you later.
We are so happy to be